I have a question for you. How many of you know who Doc McStuffins is? Yeah. If you have small children, you have nieces, nephews, or maybe it's the neighbor kids who have hipped you to Doc McStuffins. She is one popular little girl. Joining us to talk with us about the children's favorite doctor is our favorite doctor, Dr. Diane Marshall. Dr. Di, she's just adorable, isn't she?
Hi, Vicki. Well, you know, I must admit, I did not know a lot about Doc McStuffins. My children grew up around the Barney age, so I have come to know her.
Well, she is just so cute. Do you have a stethoscope like hers? It does all kind of magical things.
I wish it did.
Well, interestingly enough, First Lady Michelle Obama is having her tour of duty, I guess you can say, in the animation ranks. She has a guest appearance on Doc McStuffins to celebrate Child Health Day. Tell us more about Child Health Day.
Oh, okay. I think from what I've read, Calvin Coolidge may be the president who kind of proclaimed Child Health Day back in the 1920s. And so Child Health Day is celebrated the first Monday of every October. And so, as you know, the First Lady is big on health with her Let's Move campaign. Mm-hmm. She has really focused on child health or overall health for everyone, but in particular children. So with Child Health Day, I am delighted to see that she's with Doc McStuffins. And what this day is, it's really to increase the awareness of ways to help alleviate health problems in our children.
I cannot wait to see that episode, Doc McStuffins and the First Lady. Don't you know that's going to be really, really cute and a classic?
Oh, I can only imagine. And she's so good when it comes to children anyway.
So what do parents need to keep in mind when it comes to the health of their little ones and their bigger ones, you know, in middle school and on into high school? What are some of the key concerns during these years?
Well, I think what we want to pay particular attention to is the overall health and well-being of a child. So that starts during your pregnancy and making sure that if you are an expectant parent, that you're getting proper prenatal care. Care in the womb is very important to the start of a healthy life. Mm-hmm. And then as the child grows, you want to make sure that they are up to date on their immunizations, that they are seeing their regular physician as directed, because infants need more one-on-one time with their physicians than, you know, adults do. Mm-hmm. As you continue to grow, let's not forget our adolescents. So we want to focus on adolescent health. You want to focus on child nutrition, how to prevent injuries, a healthy lifestyle, eating right, exercising right, from the very start. But those are the big things.
And let's not forget sleep, proper rest. Because I think overall in our society, we don't rest enough. I sound like somebody who needs a nap, right? But you do need adequate rest.
Oh, absolutely. You need adequate rest so that you can focus, particularly school-age children, so that when they get to school, they can focus on what's ahead. And a lot of that is going to also to make sure that children start to minimize the amount of time that they are interacting with screens. That means telephones, iPads, laptops. You want to curtail their time on that. Give them some time because they need it, but limit it, maybe 2 hours at a time, and then promote activity in them.
Mm-hmm. Doc McStuffins with the First Lady. What a great role model this six-year-old is for all children, but especially for children in our community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. She's adorable. She's going to talk to the First Lady about exercising and eating right and probably brushing your teeth. All the things children need to hear.
Can you remember being a six-year-old, and were you interested in being a physician at that time? Do you remember?
I I don't quite remember at six if I was interested in being a physician, but I do remember just always being the, so, you know, the quote unquote geeky child. So I love to read and read about nature and just enjoy being outside. So
well,
in that way, I was a little quirky.
Well, that's all right. It worked out. And a lot of people are benefiting from that quirkiness, geekiness, if that's what you want to call it. So Child Health Day on October 6th, the First Lady Michelle Obama joining Doc McStuffin for Child Health Day. Our favorite doctor, Dr. Diane Marshall, we thank you for joining us here in the Village.
As always, it's a joy.
We'll be right back.